Might we just for a very few moments turn to a scripture in the 41st chapter of Isaiah. A week or so ago, the verse that I intend to read appeared on one of the Christian calendars. And I was very impressed with the verse, and it led to a line of meditation. I'd like to read the sixth verse of Isaiah chapter 41. It says, "They helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage." We'll just stop there for a moment. Think of that expression, his neighbor. Where do we see it occurring? We see it occurring in Luke's gospel in connection with the certain Samaritan. And we see that there were two individuals that passed by, but there was one that came who not only gave encouragement, but one that provided for that one that was in great need. And so that parable would really bring before us who our neighbor is. And then in the next verse of that chapter, it says, "So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved." So we see a chain reaction here. We see one encouraging the other. And I think we've seen something of this in a very practical way here this very day. Speaking to a brother between meetings before, and we spoke about how the fact that we were refreshed by being present at the meetings, being free from our work environment, being free from perhaps the school environment. And so we see that the Lord does make provision for our needs and does encourage. We have that provision brought before us in connection with Elam. We have the wells and the palm trees. And so the Lord does encourage his own, and how thankful we can be. Now let's just turn over for just a few moments to 2 Chronicles chapter 31 for another verse. In verse 4 it says, "Moreover, he commanded the people that dwelt in Jerusalem to give the portion of the priests and the Levites." And then it says, "that they might be encouraged in the law of the Lord." And so we've had the word of God before us today. We were talking this morning about human knowledge, human learning, but what are we to be encouraged in? It's the law of the Lord. And so we're reminded of Psalm 119, which brings before us the Word of God in so many different aspects. And so our encouragement today can be in the law of the Lord. Now let's just turn to another verse in 2 Chronicles chapter 35. We see another case where the word encouraged is used. The second verse of 2 Chronicles chapter 35, and it says, "And he set the priest in their charges and encouraged them to the service of the house of the Lord." So we have them in the 31st chapter encouraged in the law of the Lord. And now we have an encouragement in service, and how important that is too. Let's just look at a practical manifestation or a practical carrying out of what we have had brought before us in these few verses. Briefly, we'll just turn to the fourth chapter of the book of Nehemiah. It's actually the third and fourth chapters of this short book of Nehemiah. We have brought before us those that builded on the wall. And I believe that we have answering to this in the New Testament, that which we have brought before us in the small book of Jude. There were those that had the sword in one hand, and they were to earnestly contend for the faith. But it also brings before us the need, in the end of that short epistle, the need to be built up. And so we see that those that worked on the wall here in Nehemiah had a sword in one hand, but they had a trowel in the other. And so while they were holding that sword, they were also holding a trowel. And if we read through this third and fourth chapter of the book of Nehemiah, we would read about various individuals, various families that worked on the wall. And we see in some cases that there was failure on the part of some to build a portion or a part of the wall that was before them. But it's encouraging to see also that there were those that not only fulfilled a certain requirement to build a section of the wall, but at least three places in this third chapter it brings before us that they repaired another piece. And so sometimes we have to, so to speak, pick up the slack. And I was just thinking earlier what was going through the minds of some that were building on the wall. Perhaps some were feeling weariness. Perhaps some were discouraged. And we see that there was much discouragement here. We see in the book of Nehemiah the enemy so active to discourage. We see that there were those that were aligned against the children of Israel and tried to prevent them from constructing that wall. And so perhaps there was much discouragement. And I can just picture those working on the wall, and they were probably working in close proximity to one another. And one might say to the other, it's not much more that we have to build. Let's just try to finish this section. And perhaps there was another next to him that turned around and tried to encourage another one working on the wall. Perhaps not using the same words, but expressing the same need. And so what is before my heart today is the fact that we need to encourage one another. And how do we do that? It's through his precious word. Another word that could be expanded on, and it's not my intention to expand on that today, is the word strengthen. And they go together, don't they? Encourage, strengthen. And we read in 1 Timothy of the household of Onesiphorus, and it says that they oft refreshed the Apostle Paul. So these three words go together, don't they? Encouraging, strengthening, refreshing. And in connection with Onesiphorus, it says that he was not ashamed of my chains. And so there was perhaps a certain amount of rebuke connected with associating with the Apostle Paul. But here was one that visited the Apostle Paul while he was in house prison. And I'm sure when he visited the Apostle Paul, he brought him a word of encouragement. He refreshed the soul of the Apostle Paul. May we desire to encourage. May we desire to strengthen. May we desire to refresh one another.